It was an average Wednesday morning. The kids were at school and I had had my cup of coffee and was just getting going on my chores. I had just started picking up around the house when my wife's best friend stopped by to drop off some travel books she was lending to us. We were finally taking a big European adventure we've been dreaming of since we had to settle on Reno for our honeymoon. Miranda, who was my wife's roommate in college, had traveled as a photographer before settling down and was offering some travel advice and books. We gladly accepted, as we hadn't traveled much before having kids and settling down. I managed to open the door with one hand holding a bag of garbage and another balancing the laundry basket on my knee. When she saw the balancing act I was performing, her eyebrows shot up and she looked surprised. "A bad time," she says with a smile. This gets a hearty laugh out of me, and I say, "Not at all, come on in. I need to finish this, and then we can sit down and take a look at what you have." She takes her sandals off as she comes in and I notice her pretty tan toes and a tiny tattoo on the side of her foot. Funny, I never thought of her as the type to get tattoos. She seems so professional and proper whenever my wife and her hang out. I show her into the living room and ask her to give me a second. I set the laundry basket on the dryer and take the garbage outside. When I come back in, she is already sitting on the floor of the living room with her books and maps spread out around her. I'm surprised. Again, she didn't strike me as the sitting on the floor type. I notice that it looks as though she stopped in before heading to the gym because she has workout leggings and a jogging top on. I can see from the way she is sitting with her legs crossed that her ass is perfectly sculpted and toned. Oh, who wouldn't thought that was hiding under her work pants? I avert my eyes and pick up some toys off the floor as I sit down next to her. She eyes the toys and asks where the kids are, at school and preschool. It's so weird to have the house back to myself again. I don't think I've experienced quiet in years. She smiles at me and says, "I bet." Her and her husband have a set of twins from his first marriage. Miranda managed to snag a weather divorcee and, on top of inheriting a small fortune, also inherited a few children. Oh, I get it. When the twins went to school, for the first 6 months I just sat on the couch and drank some coffee in silence. I think it was a shock to the system after so much noise. We laugh and talk a little bit more about the antics of children. She brings up my wife and asks how she likes working full-time now that I took over stay-at-home responsibilities. I think she loves it actually. And honestly, I really love this setup too. I never thought being a stay-at-home dad would be my thing, but I actually like this stuff. It drives me crazy, but I like it. She smiles at me and cocks her head to the side like she is really thinking about what I said. It makes me feel good to have someone who listens to this stuff. We laugh some more before she says, "Let's look at the books." We talk for a good half hour about the best places in Venice and Rome before I hear the laundry buzzer go off telling me it's time to switch the loads. I excuse myself and head to the laundry room to switch them over. As I'm moving the wet load from the washer to the dryer, I hear the door open behind me. I look over my shoulder, and she is leaning against the door frame with her arms folded across her chest. Oh god, it really pushes up her breasts, up when she stands like that, and I shouldn't be looking. I look at her and wait for her to say something. She just stands there watching me. I let out a little awkward laugh and kind of say, do you need something?" She just keeps looking at me and smiles. Then she says, "I think it's really sexy how you do so much around the house. It's something more men should do. Us ladies find that kind of thing insanely attractive." She doesn't move, just continues to lean there watching me. I think to myself, "Come on, say something equally sexy." But my brain goes totally blank. I have no idea how to take what she just said, or what on earth the right response should be. I can think of nothing. So I laugh a little, shrug my shoulders, and go back to loading the washer. Okay, now my brain is doing the opposite, and is on hyperspeed. I have a million questions. What the fuck did she say that for? Why is she just standing there? What would my wife think if she knew we had this conversation? What is this lady getting at? And predominantly the thought, is this really a turn on? Cooking, cleaning, wiping kids' butts. I've never got the impression women thought this was sexy before, but I also haven't been looking for a reaction. I have no idea what to say in response, so when I finish putting the detergent in and starting the wash, I turn around and square off with her. I braced myself before turning around and mentally slapped my cheek to think of something really cool and sexy to say. Now what do I do with my hands? I stick them in my pockets. No, I take them out. I rub them together and stick them back in my pockets. All the while, she leans on the doorframe, blocking my way out and smirking. I finally setting on leaving my hands in my pockets and hold her gaze. The air feels hot. Oh God, it is really hot in here. I can feel sweat dripping down the back of my neck. I have a bad feeling I'm starting to get a hard-on simply from the bizarreness of this situation. And the fact that she is still pushing her cleavage up is not helping. She breaks the tension first. Your wife told me you have been feeling underappreciated lately. She said I should stop by and give you a pep talk. Since I was a stay-home parent for a bit, she thought I'd have some advice for you. Oh, I say, oh, that was not smooth, but I'm so distracted and sweating. I think all the blood in my brain is heading south and keeping me from saying anything else. She goes on, did you know that when we were in college, your wife and I would share boyfriends? Well, no, actually, I did not know that. The shock must be transparent, because she smiles bigger and moves forward towards me. She reaches out to grab my arms with her two hands and gives me what I would describe as a friendly sort of parental arm rub. This is very confusing. These are some highly mixed messages. She says, oh sweetie, yes, we would share men all the time. If she got too busy with school or an exam, she'd ask if I could go over and take care of her boyfriend. And same with me, we made sure our guys were highly satisfied, one way or another. Nope. I defiantly had not heard this story before. What the actual fuck? I love this sort of thing. Why didn't my wife tell me? She knows it's my favorite type of porn story. Which, yes, I do actually enjoy the backstories at times. She smiles broader and takes my hands out of my pockets. She takes my hands and places them on her hips, then moves them towards her ass. Go ahead, give my ass a little squeeze. I'd really enjoy that. Not knowing what to do except just obey because my brain was not cooperating. I squeeze her ass. It's so firm, oh my God, it's amazing. I really start to explore it and squeeze it. Your gluts are perfect. What type of workout routine do you do? At this, she throws her head backwards and laughs hard. Oh my, you really are the perfect husband. You do the laundry, you take care of the kids and cook and clean, and you talk workouts. You are precious. So precious. She places her hands on my chest and steps in closer. Her hands start to explore my shoulders and arms, all while she keeps talking. What if I told you that your wife asked me to take care of you today? To make you feel so good and seen and appreciated. That she knows how hard you work around the house and what little rewards you've been getting in the bedroom lately. She told me it's stress and has a huge work project that just consumes her mind all the time. She has always been like this. 100% whatever she is doing. There is no middle road with her. I have to admit, she knows my wife really well. With all of life craziness these days, we haven't connected sexually in a long time. Wait along. And this ass is just supple beyond description. I can't stop exploring it. I want to wander lower and higher, all over. I test the waters a bit and pull her hips towards me. She sighs and closes her eyes and leans in. I take this as a good sign and slowly move my hands up, roving and exploring her curves. My thumbs graze her nipples, and oh Lord, they are hard, and I can feel her shiver as I rub them back and forth a little bit. Is it really true? My wife said you should do this. We should do this. She opens her eyes and pauses, for effect. That's a Texas-sized 10 minutes for, she says with a wink. We both look at each other and burst out laughing. Okay, this is real. This is really happening. That is a reference to my favorite show, Letterkenny, and my wife and I had taken to saying that to each other whenever we're feeling frisky. There is no way she could know that unless what she says is true. Do you want to call her and confirm? She asks. In response, I grab her ass again and push my throbbing dick into the sweet crest of her legs. I am almost painfully engorged at this moment. I grind her pussy through her leggings against me and stare into her eyes, and it starts to relieve some of the pressure. Nah, I'm good, I say, and bend my head down and kiss her neck. Taking my time, I hear her sign and lean her head back to enjoy my kisses. Gaining confidence, I start to nibble and lick her neck. She moans and pushes herself more into me. Then she says something that I had no idea I wanted, no needed to hear until it was uttered out loud. I want you to do something for me. Just let loose. Do whatever comes naturally and what you want. Don't think about it. I'm not a delicate flower. I'm here to help you and my best friend out. Let go and fuck me in all the ways you think you'd enjoy. Better yet, don't think and just let the beast out to play. Oh my God, I might have come in my pants in the middle of her speech if it wasn't for my desire to taste her first. I grab her ass, lift her up and spin her around so her back is to the washer. I set her on top and spread her legs wide. Get wild, she said. Let the inner beast out. Oh, I can do that. I roughly pull her up to the edge of the washer. I have never been so grateful for a small size washer. We almost upgraded, but I am thanking every deity in heaven and on earth for the fact that we still have this small size as I kneel down in front of her and her delicious pussy. Still clothed in her sheer leggings is right at my eye level. I lean in and rub my nose into her and press into her folds. I breath in deep. Oh my God, the scent of the gods. I can smell her through her layers. Then I lick her, right outside her pants. She is wet already and I can feel it through her light soft leggings. Her warm pussy lips meet my tongue and I bite and nibble on them. She moans and leans her head back. I stand up and roughly pull her pants off her hips and down to her ankles. I only manage to get one foot out before I start to feel the animal in me rise up and growl with utter delight at the scent and sight that meets me. A warm, perfectly pink pussy, already glistening with moisture, stares at me. I take a moment to look real good and take a mental picture. This will not be a sight I want to forget. I tentatively lick long swipes up. She shivers. I start again lower. Just above her ass I lick and put more pressure on her and pull my tongue up to her clit. She starts to thrust her hips, which just makes me lick harder. I continue to lick her clean. I want to taste all the juices she's made, just for me today. They are mine and I'm not going to let one drop go untasted. She is moaning and sighing, and her little sounds are pushing me to go faster, rubbing and sucking her clit with my tongue and fingering her deep. She is losing control too, grabbing my hair, squeezes my head with her thighs, pushing my head deeper into her and moving her hips fast to meet my likes with as much enthusiasm. She tastes amazing, and she's dripping. I'm starting to hear growls and moans. I know she is close. And oh my word, I get more hard, if that's possible, when I realize I'm growling and she is responding with her own primal growls. I can feel her body tightening up, letting me know it's time. At the last second, I slip one of my wet fingers into her ass and bite down on her clit. She screams out and comes fast and hard, clenching me in place as she convulses on my fingers and tongue. When she lets go of my hair, I realize she's never let go of my since she first grabbed me. Before I let her go, I curl my finger up and try and drag more of her sweet cream to taste her even better. I look up at her and her eyes are lidded and dreamy as I start to lick them clean. She reaches down, abruptly grabs my hands and takes my job of licking her juices off them. Is this a dream? I stand up and notice for the first time that her top is off and her breasts are out in their glorious form, bouncing and vibrating along with the washer as it continues its cycle. I grab them, lick them, bite them. Oh God, if I could breath them, I would. I'm obsessed with this woman's scent. It's intoxicating. I move up and she takes my face in her hands. She looks at me hard, and when I think she is about to say something romantic and sweet, she reaches over and licks my chin and lips. It's scruffy. I haven't shaved in a bit, so some juices got trapped in my whiskers, and she starts to mop up her wetness from them. She's moaning like she loves the taste of her own sweetness as much as I do. She jumps down off the washer, and with more speed and grace than I have ever seen, pulls my pants and boxers down in one go. She takes my stiff and painful cock in her hands. She stops and stares at it. She's eye to eye with my dick, which in all humbleness has been described as slightly too big for a few of my exes in college. I'm waiting for her to say something, and I start to say, "I'm sorry, love, I know it's a bit much for some." She looks up at me and smirks as she says, "I just can't wait to tell your wife that for once she didn't exaggerate." And with that, she hoovers my cock like this is what she does for a living. Oh my God, it is really hard to not come right now. She starts to work the shaft with her hand as she tests and moves her lips further and further towards the base. I have never had a woman able to take all of me in, so I don't expect it when I feel the back of her throat. My mouth falls open in wonder as she gags. I pull back and start to say sorry when she grabs my ass and pulls me like fucking WrestleMania champ as far into her mouth as possible. Her lips graze my ball, and I think I'm going to die right now. This is how I die. She sucks and plays, and then pulls her head off as she gasps for air. She goes back to do her sword trick again, but I stop her and say, "Baby, if you want this to keep going, let me fuck you right now." She smirks and looks up at me. This is a yummy cock. make me stop. It takes a second before I recognize the challenge. I grab her by the shoulders much harder than I've ever grabbed a woman. I yank her up and spin her around as I push her hard up against the washing machine. With my feet, I kick her legs out as my left hand grabs a hand full of her hair and I pull her ear up to my mouth. You like a man who cooks and cleans and takes care of the house, but what you really want is a man who fucks you like the slut you are. I push her back down so she is laying splayed out on the washing machine. Her ass is pushed into me and she wiggles it like the tease she is. I can wait no longer. I push my cock as far to the hilt in her dripping pussy as it can go. We both let out a simultaneous moan as the pressure hits us both. Her pussy is warm. Oh my, is it warm. I wait for a second knowing that I'm so close and this can't be over that fast. It just can't. But she is more impatient than me and she grinds her ass up into me. Oh fuck if it's over fast. It'll be worth it as I start to pound her so fucking hard. I can feel her grinding and moaning as I shove in and out, the loud slapping of my hips on her ass, and the washer taking the brunt of the pressure. I reach down and rub her clit and discover she is already rubbing it against the vibrating machine. Her juice is dripping down the front and falling into the cracks of the door. I can't hold off much longer, so I reach my arm around her neck and pull her up into my chest, my arm squeezing her throat and my mouth reaching down to bite her neck. My hand is rubbing her clit furiously as I continue to pound her pussy. Come with me, baby. Fucking come all over me, and she lets out a loud groan as we explode together. My cum is not stopping. Her pussy is milking me, squeezing more and more out that I don't think I've ever come so much in my life. I can feel wave after wave of my seed pumping deep into her womb. She's shaking and clenching, and I can feel her pussy contracting around me as she has another orgasm on the back of her last one. We ride the wave together, my arm around her throat, her hand reaching back and pulling my ass into her deeply. When it feels like the waves are receding, I take a deep breath into her neck and release her. I see that I bit her pretty good, which is strange. I've never been a biter. I guess when she said let the beast out, I took it seriously. We get cleaned up and hand each other our various clothing now strewn around my laundry room. As I pass her her panties, she smiles and say, no, put them in with your laundry. Your wife and I used to do this all the time. I'd leave a pair and she'd leave a pair, so we knew when we had taken care of each other's men. Sort of like a trophy. She winked at me when she said trophy. Despite what we had you done, I found myself blushing. Do they consider me a trophy? I mean, am I trophy husband? This is such a bizarre day, I'm not sure how to take that, so I put it to back of my thoughts to mull over later. There will be a lot of mulling about this day, for a long time. We get back out to the living room and start to pick up the books and maps. She continues to talk about Europe like nothing out of the ordinary happened in the last 30 minutes. I'm a blissed out and shell-shocked and kind of just nod and sit there. She stops talking, looks up at me and smiles. Oh, poor baby, you must be so tired. You do so much for everyone. You don't know what to do when someone does something for you. Why don't you head upstairs and take a little nap before the kids get home, and I will clean this up and let myself out. I'm a little unsure, but a nap does sound really nice. She sees the indecision in my face, so she comes over, takes me by the hand and leads me upstairs. She pulls my sheets down and helps me climb in bed. This is truly the most extraordinary day I've ever had. She tucks me in and reaches down to kiss my forehead. She smiles and pats me, says she will let herself out and to sleep well. I had no idea I was so tired. My eyes close on their own. The next thing I know, my phone is ringing to let me know it's school pickup time. What? How did I just sleep for 4 hours in the middle of the day? I get up quickly and all of a sudden the extraordinary morning comes back to me. I hear a ding and look at my phone to see a text from my wife. I take a sharp breath in and feel the panic in my chest rising. What came over me? What if her friend lied? What if she was trying to get revenge or something weird? What if she just wanted to create drama? What if, oh God, I didn't use a condom? What if she gets pregnant and our lives get so complicated? I breathe a big deep calming breath and open the message. Hi honey, I hope you had a great morning and enjoying the sunshine today. Do something nice for yourself. Go get a smoothie or a coffee on your way to pick up. That's all it said. Why didn't it say anything about her best friend blowing my brains this morning? My mind races. The phone dings again. I look again and read, and I hope you enjoyed my gift this morning. You just do so much for us. I wanted you to know how much I appreciate you. Can't wait to get home. And you can spill the dirty laundry on how hard you made her come. My mouth drops open, and I smile. I seriously married the best woman on earth.